This is Kyler Ludlow with Lansing Lugnuts relief pitcher Dustin Antlin. Dustin, from Hawaii here in Lansing, this is your second trip up here. How's it like being so far away and just the weather in general up here?
It's kind of the same like in Hawaii. Hot, nice and sunny. Rains a lot. I mean, it's pretty much the same, but Hawaii's better.
I don't think there's as many beaches around here.
No. That's the only good thing about Hawaii. Great beaches. My family's over there, so that's nice.
Do you do a lot of surfing?
Yep. I used to go to the beach every day, but lately I've been chilling out, just working on baseball, trying to get better, stronger, going to the gym and all that.
So when you were growing up, did you play a lot of baseball, or was it hard to find the balance between going to the beach and having fun and trying to get better?
I was a beach bum, you know. My dad was actually kind of worried that surfing was going to take over instead of baseball, because me and my dad used to go to the beach every day. Every morning, get up at 5, go down to the beach. And I just love being in the water. And that's about it. I mean, I had time for baseball, but baseball is more number one, you know, yeah, on the list.
So how were you discovered? Hawaii, a pretty small place, and like you said, there's a lot of stuff going on that you can be doing. How did you just get discovered that now you're a professional baseball player?
Since I was young, my dad and mom suffered a lot of money for me to go on trips just to get looked at, you know. And we're not a rich family, you know. We struggle, but I mean, we're hanging in there. But I mean, if it wasn't for them doing all that stuff for me, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. So that's all on them, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've been a pitcher since you've been a professional. Did you play any other positions when you were growing up?
Oh, man. I used to play in the outfield and some infield. And when I was in high school, I was getting looked at as an outfielder. And I don't know, my senior year, I hit 94. So got calls about that,
yeah,
you know, so.
So were you a pretty good hitter? Could you put one out of this park, Cooley Law School Stadium?
I mean, I haven't hit for 4 years, so. I mean, I probably could stick one, maybe.
And maybe down in Dayton where the ballpark, you know, doesn't carry the balls as much as it does here.
Oh, dude, I don't know. I mean, I don't know, dude. I haven't swung a bat in how long, so I don't.
Do you guys ever try to get pitchers BP from the coaching staff?
Yeah, we do. We're trying right now. We have to get, 10 shutouts for the season. We're on number, we have 7 already, or 8, one of them.
Also getting close.
Getting pretty close. I blew one of them, so.
If there's one pitcher that you could bet put it out of here, who would it be? Besides yourself, of course.
I put my money on Schicklin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big kid, and I heard he can hit the ball pretty far, so I think he could.
This is Kyler Ludlow with Lugnuts reliever Dustin Antlin. Dustin, heading home back to Hawaii here pretty soon. What's you want to tell a story about that?
Well, I'm about to have a baby girl on the 5th, so, I mean, can't wait for that. Good experience. I can't wait to be a dad. I mean, just can't wait. It's exciting.
Really, yeah, exciting. You get to go home, a baby girl on the way, and have any names picked out?
Her name's going to be Nikki.
Nikki. Yeah. Any reason why?
Me and the old lady just love that name, you know? And I like it. It's a cute name.
It's a beautiful name. Yeah.
I love it.
That's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to be able to see all of your family when you go home, too?
Yep, I'm going to see almost all my family. They're going to come. We're going to have like a little baby shower. So they're all going to be there and have fun. And, I mean, I'm excited to have this baby because not only am I doing it for myself, trying to make it to the big leagues, mm-hmm. I'm going to do it for her now. So mm-hmm. it gives me a little bit more push.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
Well, one thing that you had surgery, right? We can see the scar right there, the elbow surgery. It's been a pretty long road. How's that recovery been?
Oh, man. I must say it's the worst injury you can ever have, but it's also a good surgery. I mean, last 3 years, I was sitting maybe 89 to 92. I touched 4. I mean, this past game, I hit 98, so it's good, you know?
Yeah.
I like it.
Is that from doing all the rehab that you have to do, making that arm stronger?
Oh, yeah. The rehab is pretty tough because, I mean, any surgery you have, you're going to have to rehab it, but it's just that it takes a year to get. I mean, it takes a year to 18 months to get your full strength back, you know? Mm-hmm. So, it was rough on me the first 7-8 months, and I was hating it. I didn't like it at all. Mm-hmm. And my elbow always used to hurt, but I didn't really tell anybody.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, I just toughed it out, and this. I just didn't want to tell nobody. I was just being a soldier.
Yeah, being a soldier. Yeah, that's one thing that a lot of guys come back throwing a little bit harder because they're, more specifically working on those muscles that are in the arm that they don't really work on growing up. As it's not really part of a regimen. And Marcus Walden had surgery on his pitching elbow, and he was talking about he knew the specific dates of when each thing happened along the way. Is it like that for you too?
Like dates and what?
The day he did it, the day he had surgery, that kind
of
stuff.
Oh man, the day I did it was last year, June 5th, I believe it was. Then I had my surgery on the 17th of June. So, I mean, it was just crazy for me. When I got hurt, I was super bummed out.
Right.
And I mean, because you're doing so good, mm-hmm. and it's on one pitch that happens, and it costs you a year,
right.
You know? So, I mean, you figure you're going to stay out a year, so you're set back a year, and you see all your friends that you've been playing with just go up,
mm-hmm.
and you're still back, and you're just like, man, if I didn't get hurt,
right.
I'd probably be there, or higher, you never know.
Yeah.
But it just, I mean, the whole time it just sucked.
Yeah.
But I embraced it. I took it in. I was like, there's nothing I could have done, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Now, we got the memo that you were coming and going to be here. You're on the roster from day one, and then you came back at the second half as the second half started. Were you excited to come back to Lansing?
Yeah, I was excited. At first, I was in the extended program, and I kept doing my rehab over there. Then they told me that you're going to go to Dunedin, so I was kind of pumped about that. So that day I went up, I pitched that day, and I mean, I threw two innings, I got like 3-4 strikeouts, got the W. And I thought I was going to stay there.
Yeah.
But then they told me after that, oh, you're going to go back to Lansing. I was like, oh, man, that sucks. But I love this place. It's great atmosphere, you know. Good ballpark, great fans. I love it, you know. I was kind of stoked to come back. Now that I was 21, too. So.
Oh, of course. Well, Dustin, thanks so much for taking time to sit down with me. I'd love to talk to you more, but we've got a short pregame. So
nice.
Thanks, and we'll have to do it again sometime.
Yeah, for sure.
This has been Kyler Ludlow with reliever Dustin Anselin. You're listening to Big Country 92.1.